The Holy Gospel is written in Luke's Gospel, the 18th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, 'Give me justice against my adversary.' For a while, he refused. But afterward, he said to himself, 'Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming.' And the Lord said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson which I just read. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, they're at the bottom of page 2 in the bulletin. What do the following statements or questions have in common? Why do you remain so distant? Why do you ignore my cries for help? How long will you look on and do nothing? Don't abandon me now. Now I am deeply discouraged. Why have you forsaken me? Why have you tossed me aside? Wake up! Why do you sleep? All right, what do all of those questions or statements have in common? Audience participation is encouraged. What do you think? Well, most of them were questions or a few statements. Okay. Certainly a theme, perhaps, of doubt that runs through there. Anyone else? I don't know, should we call on the deacon? Okay, deacon.
Well, the deacon from the early service said they were all coming to
Psalms. That is correct. Every single one of those statements or questions is from one of the prayers found in the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, often referred to as the prayer book of the Bible. And all of them are quite pointed, aren't they? I chose them intentionally for that reason. And all of them point us to our sermon theme this morning: always pray. Don't lose heart. There are three challenges we experience with prayer. The first one might be called a functional challenge. And that challenge is finding the time to pray. Finding the time to pray. Now, I'm not talking about so-called arrow prayers that happen on the spur of the moment. You know, a storm's coming and we pray, "Help me, God." Or all of a sudden, one of those difficult conversations is unfolding with someone and we pray, "God, give me wise words to speak." No, I'm talking about quiet time praying. Reflective praying. What we might call being with God praying. Now, I know some of you who have little ones are back still thinking, "Quiet time, what's that anyway?" But it gets better. In a sense, That's true for many of us, perhaps most of us, and it is a challenge for us. We live busy lives, and it's hard to even think about taking time, setting aside time, to read some scripture, to pray, to listen for God's voice, and to reflect on our relationship with our God. But I know that when I don't do that for a period of time, it's sort of like my relationship with God feels like, you know, when you have a friend and you see them less and less and talk to them less and less, and after a while that relationship starts to feel a little bit cold and distant. That can happen in our walk with God as well. Prayer at its core is relational. And prayer is fundamental as we seek to be followers of Jesus. Prayer challenge number two is assuming that an answer other than yes isn't an answer. So often when we say, God answered my prayer, what we are really saying is, God answered my prayer the way I wanted him to answer it. And when we say, God didn't answer my prayer, what we're really saying is, God didn't answer my prayer the way I wanted him to. So let me ask you this morning, are you open to different answers? Are you open to God leading in a different direction than perhaps what you were expecting or anticipating or hoping? It's significant to note that when the Apostle Paul prays fervently and repeatedly for what he calls his thorn in the flesh to be removed from him, his conclusion is that God is saying no. And his response is not to say, well, God did not answer my prayer, but rather Paul points to the grace and mercy of God. And through that experience, hears God say to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. What about you? Are you open to God leading in a different way, in answering a different direction than what you hope or desire? Prayer challenge number three, giving up or being timid with our prayers. If we pray and pray and God doesn't seem to be answering, many times our conclusion is, well, then I'm going to stop praying. It doesn't seem to be doing any good anyway. Or sometimes people say to me, well, Pastor, it's just a little thing, so I'm not going to bother God with that. As if God is bothered by our prayers. God is not bothered by our prayers. God invites us to pray. He encourages us to pray. He wants us to pray. Again and again in the Bible, God says, come to me, pray. And God promises that he's listening and that he cares. And as the Bible reminds us in the Psalms and elsewhere, referencing back to those statements and questions at the beginning of the sermon this morning, we don't need to hold back. We don't need to have it sound just right and perfect when we pray to God. God invites us simply to open up our hearts and our lives to him, to just say it. As I like to put it, God has broad shoulders. He can take it. Think about our Old Testament lesson for just a moment this morning. What must that have been like for Jacob to literally be wrestling with God in order to receive a blessing from God? Is God perhaps calling you and me at times to wrestle with him in prayer, even as he desires to give to us his blessing? More than anything else this morning, I want you to remember this. Always remember the heart of God. That's the good news today. The heart of God. The heart of God is filled with love for you. It is the same heart that moved God to send his only Son to be the Savior for sin, for you and me and for all people. It is that heart of God that is God's heart for you. The Bible says you are the apple of God's eye. The Bible says that nothing in all creation, not death or problems or difficulties or hardships, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is that God, with that heart filled with love for you, who invites you again and again to come to him and to pray. For some of you, things are going well in life. Life is good. Praise God. But for others of you, you are dealing right now with very difficult circumstances. And the days seem long, and hope seems fleeting. If an unrighteous judge will grant the request of a persistent widow, even though he doesn't really care about her at all, how much more will a God whose heart is filled with love for you hear and answer your prayers? Always pray. Don't lose heart. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.